is Chris Fisher with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, and I'm joined here with...
Alex Larson.
Alex, so what is your connection to the Pratt Center?
So I used to live in New Milford for about, I want to say, 10 years or so. And we used to actually ride our bikes, because we lived on Mount Tom Road, so we actually would ride our bikes down here, and we'd go hiking around here. Actually, where we parked, there's the trails up there. We used to... you know, park our bikes and
stone tent side, right?
Yeah, okay. Wander up there. But another fond memory I have of the Pratt Center is I remember dropping my younger brother and sister off here, as well as these two kids I used to babysit. They had, like, this awesome kind of rock painting party, I'll call it. They would paint, like, animals on these rocks. So you'd basically go, like, hunt for rocks that you wanted to paint. Mm-hmm. And then you'd paint the rocks with, like, you know, as a frog or a bird, whatever. And it was really, really, really cool and interesting to see, like, all these kids get engaged with, like, just painting a rock. It seems so simple, right? Because you can just pick up a rock and paint it at your house, right?
Right.
But they had this, like, engaging type of... event here to paint rocks. I had, like, a guy there talking about different animal species that roamed around here too. So it was really, really cool. And I actually have the rock my sister made, I think, still in my in my house. Yeah, it's like a little frog. It looks like a frog. I don't actually know if it's a frog, but it's green, so I assume it's a frog.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it was these little events they used to host here. It was just really fascinating. The events they had to, like, grow community and help people. You know, help kids out, you know, like, after-school activities, weekend activities I know they had here, too. But just the nature, like, the connection to nature, and it was just, it's open to the, you know, you just go wander around for hours and get lost. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, can't say enough about the Pratt Center. I love this place.
So, what do you think, why do you think that Pratt is important to New Milford and the surrounding communities?
Open space. That's why. It's open space. People can come. Like I said, you can just get lost here for hours. There's, you know, you can park your car and just start walking the trails, come here for events, you know, painting rock parties, for instance. it's just, I think it's needed for, you know, the town of New Milford, but also, like you said, the surrounding towns. I mean, people from Litchfield, where I used to live, they came to the Pratt Center on weekends too to, you know, do
driving
good events.
White Memorial too,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I think is sort of a statement.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not against White Memorial.
No, I know, but it's like they come to the Pratt Center too, because you know, it's like another kind of thing to do, engage kids with nature at an early age and engage them with, you know, different things instead of just sitting them in front of a TV or something like that. You know, you can get lost in the nature in the Pratt Center. It's beautiful here.
It's awesome.
I mean, look at this. Just look at how beautiful it is.
I know. I love the goats.
I know, the goats.
Okay, well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
no
Alex.
Problem.